So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Marco just played a cut of Mike Kafka after the game and the post game. I want to play a little bit more of an extended one because it also leads into just what the hell is going on there. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So obviously, if you're not aware yet, the Giants got embarrassed last night, 33-15 on Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots. And Abdul Carter, their third overall pick, and so what's supposed to be a defensive stud here, for the second time in 3 weeks, was benched. And he didn't play the entire first quarter, the first two drives of the game, and everybody was wondering why. There was reports during the game through social media from some of the people who cover the Giants that it was about another missed meeting or late to a meeting. And after having a game where he gave up and punted in situations that you don't punt if you want to win the football game, he was asked about that situation. And this is what Mike Kafka, the interim head coach of the New York Giants, had to say about the second game in 3 weeks, the benching of their defensive young rookie superstar, Abdul Carter.
That was my decision to do that. And again, those are tough decisions to make, but that was my decision. And again, the kid, nothing to do, nothing with him. Everything that we did was my decision. And obviously, I'm sure he wasn't happy about it, which I understand, but I thought that was the best thing for the team, and it was my decision to move forward with it.
Yeah, and I could play you others. They sound just like that. My decision has nothing to do with the kid. It's my decision. What the hell does that mean? Like, what in the world is he talking about? Carter and teammates, Burns and Dexter Lawrence, in the locker room, gave you more of an idea of what happened. They admitted to it. They admitted, and Dexter Lawrence talked about how the schedule's changed and it's an honest mistake, but yet the coach doesn't admit it in the post-game press conference? What is he doing? Just say he missed a meeting and he's punished. He missed another meeting. We felt like this was what needed to happen. Like, it's my decision. We know it's your decision. You're the coach of the team. It's not his decision to be benched. What did he do to get benched? And unless you've given an edict to nobody talk about it, Why the hell would you not say something and let Dexter Lawrence do the talking for you? It's just, it's so inept. It is such a just an run by a cavalcade of idiots. I'm sorry. I hate to say that because they're my team. But that's what's going on here. I feel like Lord Helmet. If you get that reference, you get it. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not allowed to. But, like, are we serious? You're going to coach the game like that. You're going to get your ass kicked like that. You're going to punt and give up in the way you did. And using your timeouts at the end of the game in the manner in which you did. And then you're going to stand there in the post game and just talk about, you know the question's coming, why he was benched. You know that's going to be a major talking point. You know that there are going to be two major talking points from this game. Abdul Carter and your quarterback taking that hit on the sidelines. Those are going to be the two major talking points of what is a disastrous game. Oh, and maybe that your kicker can't kick. And you go into the press conference and you say, well, that was my decision. Yeah? Well, why'd you make it? I don't know, but it was a tough one. Well, what did he do? I don't know, but he's a good kid and had nothing to do with him. It was my decision. So benching him had nothing to do with him? That's what he said in that clip right there. Well, this had nothing to do with him. It was my decision. You benched him for nothing that had nothing to do with him. What? Like, honestly, what? Just say, you know it's going to get out. Not only is it being reported on social media, which he should be told about going into that meeting, going into the press conference, he should be told by either Pat Hanlon or someone else with the Giants, hey, people have it. It's out there that he was late to a meeting. Dexter Lawrence, you didn't talk to him about it because Dexter Lawrence is out there admitting what's going on. Carter's talking about he made a mistake. Just what do you think you're accomplishing by giving that? Well, it's my decision. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, in the span of like a little bit more than a span of 2 weeks, like in the span of a week, we had an owner who runs a $10 billion franchise try and tell you he doesn't make money. And we had a coach not own up to a situation that's already being reported and to one that he didn't talk to his team about any of it because they're openly admitting it. But he's going to stand there and tell us, well, you know, my decision. I decided to do this. Like, I know we talk about accountability, but you can't just stand up there and say, you know, on me. It's on me. What's that? I don't know. On me. Without any, like, it was just so dumb. It's just so poorly run. It is so poorly run, man. Both of these teams, they are becoming one. I think a caller called up and said, or someone tweeted me that they love the way I put it. It's just an amalgamation of awfulness. Like, it really is. Like, these two teams have merged into one hideous. Like, I don't know if you saw it. I've talked about it a little bit. But there is the movie Substance, or The Substance, I guess, with Demi Moore. I don't know if you've seen it. But it's this weird movie where she clones herself because she's upset with being an old aging actress and she wants to be young again. So like she clones herself and then the clone has to clone herself at the end of the movie because she's out of, you know, the fluid that gives her life. I don't know. It's a weird movie. I don't know how else to explain it. But the second clone comes out and it's a monster. And it's got like an arm sticking out of its back and the face is just an absolute, you know, it's a freak monster. That's how I feel about the New York Giants. The New York Giants are Demi Moore. The New York Jets are the younger female version of the clone. And then now they've kind of merged into one monster with an arm sticking out of its back. Like that is what New York football is. That's what New York football is. New York football is the monster with one arm from that dumb movie, The Substance, with a picture of Demi Moore stapled to its face. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's how bad this is. But I know I shouldn't be talking like this. The Jets did win their third game this week. We should be really excited about the future of the Jets. Oh, my God. It is so bad. Just two really poorly run teams. Two really poorly run teams.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.